It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening, the one and only Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. How are you, Dave?
I'm rather well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Really excited to talk to you about this great new album, and you've got a tour coming up. Lots to get to, of course. And I want to kick things off by playing a song off Dystopia. What could you tell us about The Threat Is Real?
Well, The Threat Is Real has a very, I don't know how to say this, but the topic, it doesn't really have any particular antagonist in it. There's no person that I'm talking about. It's just the fact that there is a threat out there for all of us. We don't know what it is, but it's out there. And I thought that just the power of the song, talking about, you know, all of the clandestine stuff that goes on behind the scenes with people when they plot to get revenge on people. You know, I've been watching a lot of stuff on the boob tube that's about, you know, military stuff, politics, government, espionage, tradecraft, all kinds of stuff like that. I dig that stuff. I think it's cool.
Awesome. Well, let's check it out. Megadeth, the new album Dystopia is out now. This is The Threat Is Real. Unconditional from Prong. Heard The Threat Is Real from Megadeth before that. New music off Dystopia, which is out now. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, our guest on the show this evening as we celebrate the release of Dystopia. And Dave, what stands out most to you about the way these songs developed from your initial ideas to the way they ended up after Chris and Kiko applied their craft?
It was really bizarre the way that this went down, because the writing of these riffs actually started back in around 2013. And we had, you know, that really abysmal year, 2014, and then started piecing everything together towards the latter part of the year, when we'd moved out to Nashville. And then when 2015 came around, everything kind of started to congeal. You know, at the beginning of 2015, I didn't even have a full band. But I had a vision, and I was determined. And now that it was basically me by myself, because I didn't know what was up with Ellefson. He was off doing his Metal Allegiance stuff, you know, so I figured maybe I need to look for a new bass player now, too. So when the songwriting process got to the point where we were ready to start tracking, I'd had 10 songs done, and Chris came out, and we picked 2 cover tracks. And then when Kiko showed up, we had done 2 more songs that he had been involved in. And the very last song was actually Poisonous Shadows that was written.
Full Metal Jackie with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show again. Dystopia, the new Megadeth album, is out now. You can pick it up in stores and online. Going to take a quick break. Coming up, we'll hear music from Machine Head. Got Josta's weekly pick from the pit coming up this hour, and more with Dave. It's all on the way. The Black Dahlia Murder. Heard Machine Head before that. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth is our guest on the show tonight. We are talking about the new album. It's called Dystopia, and it's out now. And Dave, the first 2 singles, Fatal Illusion and The Threat Is Real, gave an indication that Dystopia might incorporate more stylistic aspects of vintage Megadeth than we've heard in recent years. Was that a conscious attempt or a perfect storm of other factors?
Shoot, Jackie, I would have had to have been conscious to have made a conscious decision. I think a lot of the stuff that was going on in the studio was just a desire to want to go back to what makes me happy. It was such a gut-wrenching period from the end of 2013 to the beginning of 2015 with all the stuff that was going on. You know, Pam's mom dying very slowly, and then at the end of that, her wandering off, you know, to add to all that stuff. That was really brutal. Trying to put those emotions aside, which was impossible, and it came out doing the Super Collider record, which some people liked, some people didn't. You know, the management breakup, the band breakup, getting other management that lasted for a year and went nowhere, and then getting to where we're at right now, where it just feels like it's a band again. Although, you know, we don't have a permanent drummer at the moment. Chris Adler playing with us, he's been gracious enough, and the guys in Lamb of God have been willing to allow him to come out and play with us when they're not working.
Full Metal Jackie, gonna take a quick break. Up next, Joss's weekly pick from the pit, also music from Overkill. We've got more with Dave Mustaine coming up, celebrating the release of Dystopia tonight. Stick around. Testament are going to be on the road with Slayer next month. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth is our guest on the show. Megadeth, by the way, also kicking off a tour next month. It's starting Dallas, Texas, February 20th. Along for the ride, Suicidal Tendencies and Children of Bodom. A pretty killer lineup, if you ask me. I've got Dave Mustaine with us, and we are celebrating the release of the new album, and I want to play another tune off the album for you now. Dave, I want to play the title track, so could you tell us about the song Dystopia?
Dystopia was one of the songs that had been started back in 2013. There were four songs that were actually almost done back then. And the title changed several times, too. It was supposed to have been called What You Don't Know, and then it changed to Tyrannicide, then it changed to Dystopia. And basically, a lot of people have said that it reminds them of Hangar 18. I don't see the correlation to it, but I really like the way that the song takes the twists and turns that it takes, especially towards the end.
Dave Mustaine of Megadeth with us. It's Dystopia. On Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on the show with us this evening. And Dave, Chris Adler has described sharing his ideas for the new songs based on a fan perspective, what his Megadeth should sound like. What's most challenging about embracing creative digression while respecting your audience's expectation of their Megadeth?
Well, see, that's the thing I think where we lost the plot. When you have management and record label pressure, sometimes, you know, they say what you want to hear, and a lot of times, you know, there's stuff that is beyond your control where you think that writing stuff to copy another band or to copy a successful song that you have, that you can actually catch lightning twice, and you can't, you know. I mean, I know that there's a lot of people out there that have been hit by lightning twice, but trying to write the same song twice, it just doesn't work, especially with an intelligent audience. They'll cry foul.
Full Metal Jackie with Dave Mustaine. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Killswitch Engage, Lamb of God, and more. It's all on the way. Nuclear Winter from Sodom. Heard Strength of Mind from Killswitch Engage. That is going to be on the band's seventh album, which is going to be released in the spring. Full Metal Jackie, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth is on the show with us tonight talking about Dystopia, the latest Megadeth album, and it's out now. And Dave, creativity can be exhilarating or excruciating. Which better describes how the process felt to you throughout the making of Dystopia?
For me, this time it was really fun. During the making of Super Collider, it was really uncomfortable, I think. And because, again, you know, watching my mother-in-law die, that was really brutal. And I think that was probably really hard on the other band members, because I'm sure that they had, you know, ideas, and they wanted to be supportive, and they wanted to, you know, make it sound like they're Megadeth too. You know, Chris and Sean are good guys, you know, Megadeth has always been my baby, and it's been about, you know, what's going on in my world at the time when we go into the studio. So I think when I look again at this particular record, making it where I was, you know, in Nashville and Tennessee, in this beautiful countryside, and being alone one at a time with each one of these players, it really helped restore my faith in myself and you know, my playing ability and what I like to do. When you write for yourself and the fans like it, that means that the fans like what you like. If you start trying to write what you think the fans like, you're guessing. And I just don't want to take that risk.
Full Metal Jackie with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. Quick break. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week is coming up next. Also, a new tune from Anthrax. More with Dave. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. Pick up the new album, Dystopia. It's out now. The Dystopia World Tour kicks off in Dallas, Texas on February 20th. Dave, why don't you talk about the kick-ass bands that you've got on the lineup, along with what fans can expect from the set list.
Well, I'm really happy to say that we've got my old friend Mike Muir in Suicidal Tendencies as our special guests, and we've got Alexi and Children of Bodom continuing on with us, supporting our tour. We started in Australia with them, and they've been playing with us on and off over the last couple months. And then the band that my son had recommended to me called Havoc, that I had heard some stuff about, and I like them, and I think that they're... It's interesting because it's kind of like old school 80s thrash metal stuff, even down to kind of, you know, the clothes that they wear. I wouldn't have been aware of him had it not been for him, and I think that it's going to make a really cool package. As far as our set list is concerned, we had to modify our set list several times over the last couple months of playing. When we went from headlining by ourselves to playing with Lamb of God in the UK, to going down to Mexico and playing the Knotfest Festival, you know, each time the set got shorter and shorter. So I'm hoping that we're going to have a good 75-minute to 90-minute set list that we can play. And either way, we're going to try and play several songs off Dystopia.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Dave Mustaine. The new Megadeth album, Dystopia, is out. Pick it up. See the band starting next month for a great tour with Suicidal Tendencies and Children of Bodom. Such an amazing lineup. Dave, really great to talk to you. Good luck with this release, and thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome, Jackie. You're great. Love you. Talk to you later.